Can you name a vegetable often used in pies or jams? All about the plant that makes us pucker up in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Did you know that if you're a woman over 40, you need to work out at least an hour a day just to maintain your current weight? An hour at the gym every day without losing a pound? That's ridiculous. Hi, I'm Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies. And when I heard that, I was shocked. Because I know that if you feed your body right, you can lose weight in no time. That's why I'm going to let anyone who calls today try my weight loss smoothies for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. To claim your 2-week trial, call now and receive free shipping and handling. The number is 1-800-644-1383. And now I've made my smoothies even better because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a 2-week weight loss trial. I'll even include free shipping and handling, plus my revolutionary blender bottle, absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-644-1383. That's 1-800-644-1383.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 27th, the 117th day of the year. Radio Countdown King Casey Kasem celebrates a birthday, and the nation's first Social Security checks were distributed beginning this day in 1937. We often use it like a fruit or berry in pies, jams, and sauces, but the first fruit of spring is really a vegetable, rhubarb. And here are some tips on getting the most out of your pie plant. If your plants are more than 8 inches in diameter, divide them as early as possible this spring. Pull the stalks completely out of the base or use a sharp knife for cutting. And remember that rhubarb leaves can be toxic, so trim them completely and wash the stalks thoroughly before using. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find recipes for rhubarb pie, cake, or jam at almanac.com.